let's say you have 15-year-old 401k, right? You're at a job for 10 years and 5 years ago you left it and you just left it there. So now you can call up a third party custodian. We have a couple of referrals if you want to reach out to us. There's not a lot of them in the country because there's not a ton of money to be made on them because they can't fee you to death. So it's typically lower fees, lower transaction costs, all around better for you because you get to take control of your money, in my opinion.
Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode.
All right. So listen, we are going to be talking today about retirement funds in real estate. So many of you that are listening to the show have listened to me talk about why we're not in the stock market. A lot of you have money in the stock market, 401ks, old IRAs, things like that. So look, that's fine. I mean, we've been trained as a country to put things away into a 401k that's managed and run by somebody else that makes them a bunch of money and maybe makes you a lot of money. So, you know, obviously we like diversification, right? We just don't like all of our eggs in one basket. If you've listened to the show, you've listened to me tell the story about how my father passed away after the market crash of 08, 09, didn't get to ride the market all the way back up to where it is today, breaking 28,000. So he lost a good amount of his wealth and then didn't live long enough to ride it back up. The volatility of the stock market is what is most concerning to us when you're interested in building long-term generational wealth. Consistency is everything when it comes to compound interest. So if you have this volatility, there's very cool volatility calculators that you can go online and look at to discuss or to see how much does that volatility cost, right? So just simple example, if you have $100,000 and the market drops 20% one day, you're down to 80. So the thought is, oh, if I make another 20%, I'll be back to even, right? But that's not true. If you do the math, you need to make 25% to make up for that 20% loss. So volatility costs you a lot of money over the lifetime of an investment, unless you can find something that's stable, right? I'd rather take a lower return that's stable long-term than similar returns, maybe even a little bit higher with that volatility, because as you calculate it, it can cost you a lot of money over time. So, but what do? I have these old IRAs or these old 401ks from previous jobs, or maybe I have one in my current job. So a couple things to look at. One, if you like real estate as an asset class or anything else, I mean, you could do gold, you could do tree farms. There's a couple different things that you could do. But if it's locked into an IRA or 401k that's with a company, with a custodian, you can only buy what they're selling you. Meaning if you're with a Fidelity or a Wells or, you know, whatever the company may be, they give you a list of things that you can invest in, right? Typically they're mutual funds, stocks, bonds, ETFs, things like that. You choose what you can invest in. But they don't have the same ones that everybody else has. So everybody has a little bit different of an offering. That's how they make their money. You go into those things and you just kind of put it away and hope. At least that's what most of us do. I mean, there are some really sophisticated investors that are out there doing more than that. But I see a lot of advice, especially on the internet, saying just stuff as much money into your 401k as possible and then don't open the statement for 50 years. And you'll be really surprised at what happens at the end. Well, yeah, over 50 years, you'll probably be surprised that that's not financially responsible to look away, bury your head in the sand and hope that you're going to have a good retirement account when you're done, right? Planning and execution is what's going to get you there. So what do? If you have an old job 401k, you're allowed to roll those things over typically into your new job. Or what we like to do is self-direct it through a self-directed custodian. We're going to have our self-directed custodian come on in one of the future shows to discuss how you can self-direct and what the process is to work with them and things like that. But here's the long and the short of it. You are allowed to use your tax-deferred retirement accounts and invest in whatever you want, but you need to find a custodian that's going to allow you to self-direct. Meaning, you can't call Fidelity and say, hey, I want to invest in this real estate deal because I like it. Because they can't help you with that. It's called selling away. They're not allowed to let you invest in what you want. You can only invest in what they offer. So this is kind of how Wall Street fixes the game a little bit. So let's say I left a job 5 years ago, right? And I was with that job for 10 years and I accumulated whatever I accumulated into a 401k. It's just sitting there. Typically, it's at your old job or it just doesn't move. So you can call a custodian, a third-party custodian, and say, hey, I want to roll this money over to you guys. They'll help you do the rollover, and then they'll give you a checkbook account, or they'll wire your account into the places that you'd like to invest. So for example, we have a bunch of investors. I'd say probably 30 to 35% of our investor base invests with retirement accounts because a lot of us have them already, right? We didn't start getting financially educated until later on in life, and maybe we just liked the idea of a 401k. I don't like the idea of a 401k, by the way. It's partnering with the government in hopes that they reduce taxes, right? So listen to that again. If you're putting money into a 401k or a traditional IRA, you're basically partnering with the government to hope they reduce taxes in the future, right? Because right now, you know what the tax rate is. You do not know what it's going to look like when you retire. But that's what you're doing. You're deferring those taxes into an unknown. So I'd rather pay the taxes now, right? Put it into a Roth IRA so it grows and distributes tax-free. Put it into a whole life policy so that I know it grows and distributes tax-free versus deferring my taxes to arguably when my income should be at the highest level that it is in my lifetime, right? I think the thinking is that I'm going to defer my taxes until I go on Social Security and my income will be very low. So I'll be in the lowest tax bracket and then I can start taking my money out of that 401k and it'll be taxed at a lower rate. But that's not how I want to plan my retirement. I don't plan on retiring with the least amount of money, right? I plan on retiring to where my investments are paying me the most amount of money. So arguably I'm going to be in a higher tax bracket later than I am today. So I don't want to partner with the government and see what they do. And historically, they don't do a great job of cutting costs and reducing taxes over time. They always increase taxes and things like that. So that's why I don't like it. If you already have one though, right? I'm not beating up on you. I had one too until I decided to just cash out, take the penalty and go invest where I wanted to invest because I found better returns. But let's say you don't do that and you have a 401k that's existing. You have a couple options. Right now during the pandemic, the CARES Act 2020 actually allows you to take up to $100,000 out of your 401k penalty free. So not tax free, right? But penalty free. So you have to decide whether or not you want to pay those taxes over the next 3 years and it's worth it because you're finding higher returns somewhere else. Or maybe you're getting tax advantages from those new investments. As you guys know, commercial real estate has a ton of great tax advantages. So does oil and gas and some other different investment opportunities, but nothing like the stability of multifamily investment with the same types of tax benefits. So if you wanted to take 100K out of your 401k and not pay the 10% penalty that typically exists, you kind of get a one-time get out of jail free card right now because of the CARES Act. Okay, so those are my two little tangents. I apologize about going down those rabbit holes, but let's say you have 15-year-old 401k, right? You're at a job for 10 years and 5 years ago you left it and you just left it there. So now you can call up a third-party custodian. We have a couple of referrals if you want to reach out to us. There's not a lot of them in the country because there's not a ton of money to be made on them because they can't fee you to death. So it's typically lower fees, lower transaction costs, all around better for you because you get to take control of your money, in my opinion. So you roll it over to a self-directed custodian. 30 to 35% of our investors have already done this. And then instead of me making the check out to Steven Lipman, I make the check out to IRA number 72562 for the benefit of Steven Lipman. And I send the check to the IRA custodian. So as long as I don't take the income from that, I don't have what they call a taxable event. So I can still defer my taxes and grow that in a tax deferred way, right? Without the volatility of the stock market, without putting it into mutual funds and seeing what's happening. I mentioned before, the Dow broke its record. 30 million people are out of work. The COVID pandemic is closing down restaurants left and right. And, you know, there's pretty much chaos in the market, but the market is doing really well. So in terms of market fundamentals, we certainly don't see why it would go up or why it would go down, but we do see it as a big gamble as to what my retirement account is going to look like when the dust settles. So we like to take control of it. That's what a self-directed IRA will help you do. And then you can roll your 401k, you can roll your IRAs, you can do these self-directed accounts, and then you're directing them where you're going to put your investments, and then they're going to grow in a tax-deferred way. So a lot of people don't know that they even have the option of doing this. So now what happens if you don't have an old 401k, but you have one that's active? about 50% of the plans that are out there actually allow you to self-direct your money outside, right? It's, you have to take a distribution from it, but roll it over. So you would need your plan documents. You would need to talk to the custodian. You'd get your plan documents from your current 401k or IRA provider, and then you would send it to these guys, and they would decipher it and let you know if you could do a distribution like this or if you're locked in. So like I said, about 50-50, everybody's plan is a little bit different. So you can still look and see if your plan will allow for this. And then if it doesn't, you know, then you just continue either doing that or you decide whether or not that's a feasible way for you to continue investing for your retirement. So just wanted to get on here real quick and talk about how 401ks and IRAs are able to be done. So a couple rules with this that you have to be aware of. So first of all, there's prohibited transactions. You cannot do prohibited transactions with what they call prohibited or disqualified persons. So the IRA cannot invest in life insurance, and it can't invest in things like art, antiques, coins, stamps, things like that. Prohibited transactions, you cannot do a transaction between yourself and your IRA. So what that means is you can't go buy a piece of real estate with your IRA, right? So instead of, you can invest with operators, right? Third-party operators, but you can't run the rental necessarily yourself, right? Your IRA can't go buy a single-family rental that you are managing. So you're not allowed to manage your own investment to keep yourself not disqualified. Your IRA can't lend money to a disqualified person or buy an asset from a disqualified person. Disqualified persons, you just have to look up the definition of it, but typically it's yourself and your spouse, your children, your grandchildren and their spouses, parents, grandparents, investment advisors, managers, fiduciaries, or anyone providing the services to the IRA, right? So your custodians, a corporation, partnership, trust, or an estate where the disqualified persons have a 50% interest or greater. Pretty severe consequences too. If you do this, there's a 10% early penalty withdrawal as well as fines and penalties. It could unroll your entire IRA, which means all of the tax deferment over the years could potentially be at risk. So you want to make sure that you're not doing those types of things in a gray area. You can't benefit either from the assets in your IRA, meaning if your IRA owns multifamily property, you're not permitted to use the property. Like you can't buy an Airbnb, you can't rent it, things like that. So there are some rules and regulations, but all in all, it's basically keep yourself and your family out of the deal from managing it, buying it, selling it, and then you'll be okay. We can send you some more detailed information on disqualified persons as well. So, but it's definitely something to keep in mind. So that is kind of the long and the short of what we want to discuss today, the ability to invest into 401ks or through your 401k and through your IRA into commercial property. Now, the only thing is, if you heard us talk about the tax benefits on the show before, the IRA is already in a tax advantaged state, right? So you don't get to take depreciation against income earned through your IRA because it's already in a tax deferred status, right? So as an individual with cash, you can get depreciation benefits, which is great. But if you do that through your IRA, that depreciation doesn't get to go back to your IRA because there's no tax anyway, right? It's already growing into tax deferred state, so you're not paying current tax on it. So you don't get to double dip on that. So you just have to work with the tax advisor, your CPA, and decide, hey, which is the best route to go when investing to maximize my benefit and minimize my taxation. So reach out to us. Let us know if this is helpful. If you need help getting connected with a self-directed IRA custodian, or if you have any questions, then feel free to reach out to us. Again, 401ks, IRAs, most of us have them. There's $4 trillion, right, in 401k and pension plan money out there for retirement. It's just not growing in the most tax-advantaged way necessarily, and it's certainly not getting the most stable, consistent returns, which is what we're trying to avoid. So thanks for listening. We will be announcing when we're going to have our own custodian on here, and we'll be able to discuss more in detail how are they doing these things, how are they doing contributions, how are you doing transfers, rollovers, and kind of the nitty-gritty details. But this is an important topic for you and your retirement account. So reach out to us if you have any questions. Stephen@integrityhg.com is where we can be reached, and I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks again for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think.